This graphic, which is from a wonderful resource, Measuring Program Outcomes, A Practical Approach, outlines some of the ways that you can look at implementation issues. Many people often refer to this as a logic model or a program outcome model. You also have a reading that provides a nice review of implementation of United Way's model and their program outcome measurement. Again, many direct service providers tend to see this type of analysis as being under the responsibility of someone other than themselves, but it's really important to look at all of these aspects of resources, activities, and outputs in order for us to understand how we get to those quality outcomes. So in terms of some of the implementation pieces that could fall under activities, you're looking at what a particular program or provider might do with the inputs or the resources that they have. This area would include strategies, techniques, and types of treatment that comprise a program service methodology. As you can see with the first three steps, you can have a problem in any one of those steps, which can impact the degree to which you'll achieve quality outcomes on the other end. So it's important to begin to look across all of those areas in order to understand how to be most effective.